listening to the English Express Radio Podcast. Visit us online at theenglishexpress.com. Be a part of the program by emailing us at info@theenglishexpress.com. Audio files are available online, so you can listen to the show wherever you go. On the bus, in the shower, out back with the pool boy. Wait, what? Let's start the show. All aboard the English Express.
Welcome to the English Express Radio Podcast. At least we don't have to change this name. I don't think I can remember that much.
You get confused enough as is.
I'm telling you. Okay, well, thanks for joining the show.
Welcome, everybody.
As the opening voice tells you, visit us online at theenglishexpress.com. We've got all of our audio files. Share us with your friends, because we always need more listeners, right?
And if you put us in your mouth, we taste like sugar.
What makes you angry?
Crickets. Chameleons. F chameleons, man. Be who you are, little buddy.
Crickets?
Crickets, yeah. Or when I say something totally right and you buzz me.
That never happens. Well, where's your buzzer?
I have to do mine a cappella.
Well, I've got a list of small, dumb, stupid things that make us unreasonably angry.
Are their names Clifton? Small, dumb.
No, they're not. Well, they had a poll question of the top 10 little irritants that take us over the top. When have you ever gone into the bathroom?
Yeah, I just did.
And the toilet paper is gone. And whoever used it didn't replace the toilet paper.
So when I was in high school, it became a trend for the boys to wait for like second period when they knew the janitors were pretty much done stocking stuff. And they would go into the stalls in the bathrooms and pee on the toilet paper.
Why? So
you would go to, you know, like third period, you're taking a break, a bathroom break. You go in, you got to hurry, class is going on. You do your business, you reach for the toilet paper, and you have a soggy handful of pee instead of your delicious white paper.
Okay, well, that's intentional. I'm talking about you go into the restroom at your house, and somebody's used the last of the toilet paper, and they did not replace it.
Not so much.
Okay,
that
irritates me because, or when that happens, when that's ever happened, that irritates me because I usually need it. you have to like go get it, and I'm like, seriously, people, seriously.
You know, it's funny. I'm probably sitting here like, yeah, that's never a problem. I'm sure my wife would have a different story.
How about finding a flyer on your windshield?
Oh, yeah. I go to college and they do this at the parking lot in the campus a lot. They like smoke shops and nightclubs. And what do you want to go to a nightclub for?
You're in a nightclub, for God's sake. What do you think is going to happen at a nightclub? People are drinking or doing drugs.
Yeah.
There are women there and then people have guns.
Now, you were fast on the uptake on that one. Good job.
I have it ready at all times. Thank you.
That was really impressive. That was live, folks. There was no editing there. That was great.
Thank you, Grandpa Imus. Now, the thing that bugs me about that one the most is when you don't notice it and you already start driving and you're like, and it's flapping in the wind. Oh, I hate it.
I'm surprised that you don't notice it. They're usually like neon green and under your windshield.
They are, and they're flapping. And I actually try to reach out my window and grab it while I'm driving.
While you're doing 50, steering with your knee.
Yes. Okay. How about pressing when you're trying to cross the road and you hit the pedestrian crossing button like five times and you're like, come on, go.
I just get irritated when I see people do that. Like, do you not understand how that works?
How about people getting on the elevator before you have a chance to get off? You know, like you get to the first floor, you're about to walk off. People start pouring in. You're like, hello, people. I'm trying to leave here.
I don't think I've had that happen to me.
I've had that a few times. I've probably been in a lot more office buildings than you have.
Yeah. Yeah. You get out a lot more.
Really slow internet.
Oh God. Yes. I did this podcast for a while with this one guy. His internet was terrible. Whew. I'm glad that's over.
Yeah. Thank Christ. The internet here is much, much faster and better.
Oh, right. We didn't say sorry for not being here next week. Clifton moved. He broke his back. Blah, blah, blah.
I didn't break my back, but I was moving into a new home. I got everything situated and looks really nice now. I still got some work to do, but at least I got the radio station set up.
We're back this week. And if you missed us last week, feel free to go back and download our old episodes and
enjoy. Got a lot of them.
So
missing a call by 2 seconds. Then calling that person back and they don't answer. You just called me 2 seconds ago.
I did that to Brittany yesterday. Brittany is our sister. I did that to her yesterday because I had called her and she didn't pick up. And then I called you and you started talking to me and she totally called me back. And I didn't even let you know that she was calling.
About when somebody tells you calm down or cheer up and you're not depressed or upset. You're like, I'm fine. And they're like, come on, man, what's wrong? Cheer up. You're like, no, seriously, I'm fine.
You can tell me I'm your good buddy. God damn it, you're starting to be the problem. Okay.
When I'm in the bathroom and people start talking to me through the door.
That bothers you?
Yeah, or I'm in the shower or something like that. And this happened more at the old house when we were growing up. And people would, like, you know, start asking you questions and stuff. And you're like, dude, I'm doing something. Don't
occupy.
Not really interested in talking with you at this moment. So those are the top reasons of small dumb things that make us unreasonably angry. Guess what? We got listener mail.
All right.
It's exciting. We've got 3 of them today. So keep writing in your letters, info@theenglishexpress.com, where we love to get your letters. We love to hear what you think. We actually have a couple of people asking questions.
The show is a great way to immerse yourself in English language and listen to the nuances of speech. And, you know, another great way to practice English language is to write, you know, actually put it to paper. And so, you know, encourage yourself and drive yourself to write us some emails. That'll help you get better.
I like how we say that. And all 3 of our letters are from people in native speaking areas.
Awesome.
First one is from...
It makes my whole speech sound really stupid. Thanks, Cliff.
First one is from April, who doesn't say where she's from.
Hi, April from nowhere.
She says, I listen to your radio show sometimes, but not all the time.
Me too.
But I just wanted your opinion on something. My boyfriend got the Imperial symbol from Star Wars permanently tattooed on his forearm.
On his forearm? Your brother? You said boyfriend?
Boyfriend.
Hero. My hero. And the Imperial system. Like, he's not even one of the rebels.
I'm angry, but he says I shouldn't be because it's cool.
It's lining him up for a job on the Death Star. He can be one of the people building the second version.
I'm not really a Star Wars fan, but this seems really dumb to me. Thanks for doing the show. Well, thanks for writing that in. I think it's dumb. I agree.
I think that he's a keeper. You should probably... Oh, okay, so you need to find the classic VHS tapes before they did the digital remastering. Before Darth Vader's lightsaber turned bubblegum pink, get him some of those old tapes, and you'll keep him forever, which I know is exactly what you want.
Yeah, and you know what? Sometimes your man likes things that you don't like. As long as you have some... I would assume they have some things in common. Otherwise, they wouldn't be together, right?
Yeah, sex, right? I mean, isn't that...
Yeah, that's all there is to a relationship. but there are things that you will have interests that are different. And look, I don't know what this guy does for a job, but at least on the forearm, you can cover it up. If he got it tattooed to his forehead, I think that would be a bigger problem.
If it's like a little stormtrooper mask inside of a teardrop under his eye... that's going a little too far.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Yeah, no, I to your point, I really think it's good when you have maybe not opposite interests, but different interests, so that like you, how do I describe it? It's like you guys overlap each other and cover each other's weak spots, and it gives more spice to life and you can have more conversations, sort of thing. I don't know.
Yeah, and that's okay. So, well, I wish you guys luck, and he's a super dork for sure.
And an awesome guy. Good job.
But no, I think you should let it go. If that's what he likes to do, just let it. You're not married. You can still choose to break up with him later if you want to.
Wow.
We'll see how it goes.
You know, I'm not married, right?
All right. Next is from Lee Anthony Beat in Birmingham, UK.
Drop that beat.
Hello. Me and my family are huge fans of your podcast. Well, thank you, Mr. Beat. We love it. We never miss one. And we just wondered if we could get a mention on your podcast from Lee Beat and the Beat family listening in the UK. Absolutely, we can. I love those kind of things because they're people who just want to write in, say they enjoy listening to the show, and hopefully share it with their friends. Say, hey, I know this great podcast. You should totally listen. I do. And this time, and you can tell your friends that, hey, they talked about me on the podcast. You can listen to it. By the way, I think that's a great name, Beat.
It really is. I would walk around with a drum loop in my pocket 24/7.
What's your name? I'm Mr. Beat.
Yeah. Let me explain my name in this musical composition.
I had a friend, because you know I have a very English name. My, you know, our grandparents, they came from there on my dad's side, and my friend used to introduce. He would insist on introducing me. He goes, "Hello, this is my friend Clifton Frederick Harrell the Fourth, Mr. Harrell." And I'm like, "Thanks, BJ."
Wow, your friend's name is BJ?
Yes, Bradley Johnson. Just went by BJ. Like, remember BJ and the Bear?
Yeah.
It's a normal name, right?
It makes me giggle every time.
He
anyway.
Was terrible at directions. He could not get away and get around town at all. I'm like, how long have you lived here, man? But no, it was great to have somebody who would speak in he would carry around a hat and, like, you know, tip his hat to people.
Like a little bowler in a monocle.
And he would introduce me. It was awesome. All right, next one comes from Kristen in Virginia.
Hi, Kristen in Virginia.
Hello, I'm a 19-year-old girl who listens to your show, and I have a question for you. Do you ever eat those salads in a bag?
I do. Wait, hold on. Are we talking like the pre-made ones that they sell for like $1.30 or whatever?
Yeah, it comes with everything in it. It's got the lettuce, the croutons, the salad dressing.
Everything.
Well,
I get the croutons.
No, I don't get those ones. Those are like the complete salad in a bag. I just get the salad bag that you like dump out and you add the stuff after.
Like mine has like carrots and cabbage and stuff like that mixed into it.
Yeah, that's what I get. I don't get the ones with the dressing and the croutons because I've got my own stuff at home. This is the salad in a bag. That's what you do for like lunchtime. You know, when you work in an office and you want a salad and you don't want to buy an entire, you know, bottle of ranch.
Don't want to bring in the Costco 5-pound bag of salad with you.
Right. Do you wash them before you eat them?
I really should, but no, I don't.
Well, as I was eating it, Kristen writes, I wondered, should I have washed it? I read the bag and it said I didn't need to wash it, but my mom yelled at me for not doing it. She said I was going to get sick. Should you wash everything that comes from the store, even if it says pre-washed? I don't,
and I've seemed to have made it this far, but you have to ask yourself, how okay are you with eating crickets?
Very. Like,
I'm just wondering, is that something that's fine for you? Because it's fine for me.
I don't care.
If I bite into a salad and I have just a little bit extra crunch, I'm just going to keep chewing and pretend that never existed, right? Most of the world eats insects, so if you're okay with that, then go ahead and not wash it. But if you'd rather wash the bugs off of your salad before eating it, you might consider rinsing it.
Thanks for writing in. Write in your comments, questions, shout outs, info@theenglishexpress.com. We'll be right back on the podcast.
We're flat out amazing. Just ask your mama.
You're listening to the English Express radio podcast. Nobody else is, but you are.
Hi, this is Clef.
And I'm Brandon.
From the English Express radio podcast. Is learning English difficult?
Yeah, I've been struggling with that for 29 years now. And that's with practicing every single day.
Well, if you're looking to seriously practice your language skills, visit englishsteps.co.uk because they've got something different. You can actually travel to England. You can live with a qualified English teacher.
He'll make you tea and crumpets.
While you speak only English all day long and completely immerse yourself in the language. You can even take part in volunteer work for charity organizations all across Leeds, thus increasing your use of English in real-life situations. They specialize in adult-only courses because learning doesn't stop when you're a teenager. Learning never stops, so don't let anything stop you from visiting www.englishsteps.co.uk and learn more about how to build your language skills.
What are you going to learn today?
Hi, I'm Cliff from the English Express Radio Podcast. If you need help with an art or video project, we know somebody who's got the proven experience to make any project come to life. Visit facebook.com/TaraFoxTheArtist and take a look at some of her art, film, and video work and graphic design. Years of experience mean she can capture your vision and produce the perfection you're looking for. So market your stuff the right way and visit facebook.com/TaraFoxTheArtist.
How do you get 10 teachers to agree on the best teaching method?
Shoot 9 of them.
You're listening to the English Express radio podcast.
Welcome back to the English Express radio podcast with your host, Cliff and Brandon. Download all of the audio files. I don't know what... You know what? I used to have this thing like written out like for my transition so I would know what to say, but I don't have it here anymore.
Clifton,
so.
Like usual, tried to live his life exactly like Donald Trump and took all of his teleprompters out of the studio.
It didn't work. All right. Download all of the audio files online at theenglishexpress.com. Let's do a quiz.
Yes! Ooh, I'm good at these.
This is the English Express question quiz game with with Brandon versus nobody.
In which I always win.
That's right. I will buzz the incorrect answers, ding the correct ones, and in the end, Brandon always loses.
Hey! Number one! The only one.
The important thing is we have a good time, right?
All I care about. I do this show for myself. I mean, thanks for listening.
These should be easy questions. If you don't get these, seriously, I am so disappointed in you.
Oh, well.
You have to get these right. Okay. It's just general trivia, not following any particular format.
I'm sorry, but you being disappointed in me is just not a big enough deterrent. I mean, like, I was more concerned about you being disappointed in the fact that I didn't shift your car to second gear. Like that.
No, that just made me angry. That was not disappointment. That was anger. You car breaker, son of a bitch. What is Grandpa Simpson's first name?
Totally over it. I'm sorry.
I am. What's Grandpa Simpson's first name?
Homer J.
Grandpa Simpson's first name.
Grandpa, hold on. I know this. It's Abe.
But I have to take the first thing you said, so you get a wrong answer because you weren't listening.
Boo. They did the same thing in high school.
Peter Parker is the alter ego of which superhero?
Spider-Man.
Okay, you got it right.
Wait a minute. These are all cartoon characters. What is this quiz?
It's a cartoon quiz.
All right.
That's right. It does have a theme. It's cartoons. Okay. In the Flintstones, you know, and today they've got the Elks Lodge, right? That's the real life thing. Uh-huh. What did Fred and Barney belong to?
Oh my God. What was it called?
You gotta know this.
It was, they had little, I don't remember. There's little hats.
Remember they had the hats and the horns?
Saber-tooth tigers, and I can't remember. The mastodon.
The water buffaloes. Okay. In the United States, what was the very first primetime cartoon show? You know, before that, it was all Saturday morning cartoons and stuff like that. Who was the very first cartoon primetime show?
Oh, man. I would just guess Mickey Mouse. I don't know.
We just talked about it. It's the Flintstones.
I didn't think you would do that. You hyped me out.
And after that, because it was people watched it, it was good for adults and kids. Mickey Mouse and them were usually before movies. Like you would go see a Disney movie and they would show the cartoons and then they would reshow them on like Saturday morning. It wasn't until they repackaged them into like Looney Tunes and like, you know, like that they started putting them on prime time.
So it's kind of like the Pixar shorts that we get nowadays.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what it used to be. And so in front of a Disney cartoon, you'd get a Daffy Duck not Daffy.
Bugs Donald. Bunny. Oh, Donald.
That's not Disney.
Crap, forgot what I was going to say. Oh, well. Oh, I was going to say, it wasn't Flintstones based off of the Honeymooners?
Yeah. Very good. Yes, it was.
That's what I was going to say. That's right.
Okay. Porky Pig has a girlfriend. What's her name?
Starts with a P. It's Penelope.
So close. It's Petunia.
Oh man.
Okay. In Simpsons, what was the name of the Barbie doll? It was called something else.
Malibu Stacy.
Unbelievable. Yeah. You got one. Okay. In the comic strip Garfield, what is Garfield's teddy bear's name?
I have not a single clue. I have what? He had a teddy bear?
It's big in the cartoon strips. When I was a kid, I used to read like books of Garfield, you know, because you get all the comic strips in book form, and I would just read them all. It was great midnight reading, and his teddy bear's name is Pookie.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I the only comic strips I read was the Calvin and Hobbes collection books, because those are awesome.
Absolutely fantastic.
I was born in 87, so as I was growing up, it was Garfield and Friends would be what I would watch on TV. I didn't see too many of the strips.
This one transitions away from cartoons. What's the difference between a crawfish and a crayfish?
One letter.
I'll take that, because the actual answer is nothing. They're the same thing, but one letter is I'll take it.
I mean, right? Isn't that, that's pretty much it, right?
What reptile, according to ancient legend, was able to live in fire?
The basilisk. Really?
The funny thing is you mentioned this earlier, a salamander.
Oh yeah. I didn't, though. I said chameleons, but whatever.
Oh, screw all right. Chameleons. Close enough.
You pretending-ass reptiles. Be who you are.
How many eyes do spiders have?
Oh, I mean, 8 is my initial answer.
It is 8. And
for some reason, I'm trying to think 10, but I'm like, no, that's not right.
And last one. Where are grasshoppers' ears located?
Behind their legs.
Very good. Good, quick answer, too. You know where I learned that from? James and the Giant Peach.
Oh, look at that.
Because they had the giant grasshopper, and he was like, you know, I have my ears and my legs. And James like, that's ridiculous.
Did you ever watch that movie that they did?
James and the Giant Peach?
Yeah. It was like all claymation, and they ended up in New York. It was like live action mixed with clay CG.
Yeah, I did see that.
Yeah, that movie was terrible. I'm so sorry you had to sit through that. Go read the book again. It'll make you feel better.
Yeah, they could have done a better job. So, in the end, Brandon got, out of 11 questions, he got 5 right.
Woo! B+, bitches!
That's a 55%, my friend, and that's terrible. That's not even a passing grade on a test.
Well, that is like my math score, so it makes sense.
You know, I have a political pile, but I don't know what kind of music to put to it, so I'm just going to...
Teach 'em, pale face brother, all about red man.
It's kind of political.
What made the red man red?
Yeah, politically incorrect has the word political in it, sure.
Okay, top five titles of children's stories rewritten to promote guns.
What?
Dirty Harry Potter.
Oh my God. Do you feel lucky? Well, do you, Hermione?
Jack and the Giant AK-47.
What?
Jack and the Giant. Jack the Giant and the AK-47.
Oh, okay.
How about The Boy Who Shot Wolf?
Is that like Old Yeller?
Yes.
They already made that movie.
James and the Giant Uzi.
That's what happens 2 weeks after the peach lands in New York.
But it is New York City, my friend. Welcome to New York.
That peach would definitely get quite oozy.
And the Winchester of Oz. Winchester is a brand of firearm.
I know a Dr. Oz that could use a good Winchester.
I hate
that. I'm saying he can own the rifle, not to shoot him, people. I'm not Donald Trump. Jesus.
You're not advocating assassinating Hillary?
Yeah, I'm not saying you should give him a Winchester to the head, just to the hands.
Well, speaking of Donald Trump, just like the face of Jesus, hallelujah, and the Virgin Mary, it seems that Donald Trump's face is showing up in the strangest places.
Yeah, like TV and the political election.
Well, down in Midlothian, Virginia, Clayton Litton was perusing his new bathroom floor from his perch on the toilet, when he spotted what he says is a one in a trillion sighting, a perfect depiction of Donald Trump in his floor. He confirmed the vision with workers who were still working on his bathroom remodel at the time of discovery. So this is his house. People are redoing the floor, and he called the guys in. He goes, "Hey, guys, what do you see here?" They're like, "Oh, looks like Donald Trump." Litton, who is said to be suffering from an incurable lung cancer, doesn't leave the house except for doctor visits. But he sent an email with a picture of this tile to Trump's campaign in hopes that he might snag a meeting with the candidate when he's in nearby Richmond.
And this is exactly what Trump's campaign would jump all over to. This is right up his alley.
He didn't, though. He says that he's a Republican who, tile or no tile, intends to vote for Trump in November.
Yeah, so it's a pretty well-known thing that the human brain will try and put things together when it sees random patterns.
You know what would make that better? If it was a big Hillary supporter. And now Donald Trump is in my bathroom floor.
He's watching me everywhere.
Who's Nostradamus?
He was a old dude that is credited for predicting stuff. He lived in like the 1500s or so, I think.
And do you believe him?
No.
Well, did you know that he actually predicted this year's crazy election?
No, I didn't know that.
Well, that's how some are interpreting the following prophecy made hundreds of years ago. Two bodies, one head, fields divided in two. And then to reply to four unheard ones, little ones for great ones, clear evil for them, lightning at the Tower of Ogimortes, worse for Issuas. Clearly, the two bodies are Hillary and Bernie, right? One head is the Democratic Party. Tower is a clear reference to Trump. And Ogimortes is a French medieval city surrounded by walls. Issuas is obviously the name of Trump's next imported wife, right? It fits.
Wow.
Nostradamus goes on to say, letters are found in the queen's chest, no signature and no name of the author. That's Hillary's emails.
Hillary's emails, for sure. I hear it.
Nostradamus predicting the election. telling you.
Yeah, I don't think there's been much on Hillary's chest for some years.
And last, Joe Heck. He's running for Senate out in Nevada. Now, if you're Joe Heck, what would be a good website for you?
Whattheheck.com.
That's a good one. Or maybe joeheck.com.
Heck yeah.
Well, it sure turns out that Sharon Angle, who's his opponent, she's running against him. She says, yeah, you should learn more about Joe Heck. Go to joeheck.com. Why is his opponent sending them to his website? Well, that's because joeheck.com is a website for animated porn.
Oh, no!
And her campaign later corrected and said, oh, I'm sorry for that terrible mistake. That campaign obviously has nothing to do with that domain, and we're so sorry for the printing error. As the Heck campaign has changed their website a number of times.
So, I wonder if joeheck.com was around before the election, or did she create a animated porn website just to do this?
Yeah. He's a Heck number four, heck4nevada.com. That's his real website.
I've got to tell you, if that other lady went to those lengths to get animated porn collections and create an entire website to slander Joe
Bravo.
Heck, I'm voting for you. You want to win that bad. Good job.
Yeah. All right, guys. Thanks for joining us today on the English Express Radio Podcast. We'll see you next week. TheEnglishExpress.com.